Kansas is having such trouble recruiting and retaining teachers, some job postings are going up on billboards. Huge tax cuts have led to big declines in revenues, and public schools are among the institutions that have taken a hit. The current political climate is driving teachers to other states, as Sam Zeff of member station KCUR reports.
So I'm standing near mile marker 211, about 8 miles east of Lawrence. And in front of me is a billboard that reads, Independence, Missouri School District, hiring teachers now.
Yes, we do have two billboards in Kansas, along major areas where people drive.
That's Independent School Superintendent Dale Hurl, who bought two billboards this year. His district is growing by hundreds of students a year, and he needs a lot more teachers.
I think teachers have done more with less for a number of years, and it does wear on you.
Julie Wilson coordinates teacher recruitment and retention in Kansas. With just 6 weeks to go before classes begin, there are about 700 open jobs in Kansas, double, Wilson says, the number they usually have this close to school.
Okay, so the point of today, yes, this is the square root of 10.
Morgan Roadcap just finished her master's degree and took a job teaching middle school math this summer in Independence, Missouri.
But a lot of, like my Missouri friends, as we're becoming new teachers and getting our degrees, we're not looking in Kansas.
Roadcap worries about the shrinking budgets in Kansas, a school funding scheme that's been found unconstitutional, and a legislature that stripped teachers of tenure. Roadcap always wanted to return home to Topeka to teach, but not now.
It's definitely sad that I can't be where family is, and it's angering that this kind of thing is affecting kids.
Data from the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education suggests there is indeed a migration of teachers from Kansas to Missouri. In 2011, before huge tax cuts were enacted, only 85 applications for Missouri teaching licenses were filed with a Kansas address. In the next 3 years, as school budgets were slashed, applications doubled. And this has some Kansas educators concerned about the future. Mark Tallman is with the Kansas Association of School Boards and just finished meeting with educators in dozens of school districts.
Certainly, Kansas has gone through the last few years. I think what many people see is an unusual amount of instability, or at least potential instability.
And as that hampers school districts across Kansas, superintendents like Dale Hurl in Missouri are having an easier time luring teachers across state lines.
Is there a correlation between the number of teachers leaving Kansas and the atmosphere? I would have to think so.
Some fear the long-term effect on Kansas education. School districts now have to worry about a shrinking pool of young teachers just as massive baby boomer retirements loom, meaning the true damage might not be felt for years. For NPR News, I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.